Hello, all you crazy ass beautiful people out there. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending on whereabouts you are in the world today. And welcome, Sky here. And I want to talk about some really amazing, cool stuff going on. You're probably thinking, what the hell are you smoking today? But you know what? Those of you who do know me know that I don't smoke, so that's not even in the realm of my awareness. But anyway, let me back up. First of all, I want to say thank you. Thank you to all of you out there listening to me. And I know it is a insane freaking world right now, and things are coming out. And guess what? There's a huge awakening, and that is what we have been praying for. We have been talking about, we have been sharing the truth for, and finally it's happening. The world is waking up. So hold on to your seats, guys. It's gonna get a lot fucking crazier, and we just need to enjoy it. And you got to admit, this is really an incredible time to be alive right now.
What if all you wonder
So this episode is probably going to be really short. At least I'm going to try to keep it short. I just want to talk about some really amazing things going on. And I actually started to work on getting this episode published back on July 1st. So that just goes to show you where my life has not been focused on, unfortunately. But anyway, it is a beautiful time. I know that most of the people out there are still living in fear, anxiety, frustration. There's still a lot of pain and suffering going on, and people are really, really scared right now. What is happening in our world? What do we do? How do we navigate through this? You know, the forced mandates against our constitutional rights, against our human rights, and all that stuff. All I can say is just hold the line, stand up, be strong, hold the line. And I am going to talk about ways to help you navigate through that. But the first thing that I want to say is you really need to get off of your news stations you're watching, your social media, your right down to how your computer operates. These things of technology are that we have are not they're controlled by the elite and the cabal and the Satanists, which are trying to control the planet right now. So if you're using Google, you need to get off Google, because that's actually part of the cabal, and that's exactly what they're using it as a huge tool to track and trace and monitor everything you do, just like our lovely government's been doing for quite some time now. So some tips and clues, you know, get off Google. Don't use your Microsoft programs that on the internet, you know, I think such as Google Chrome, whatever they download into our computers, and we're forced to, you know, keep them in there. We can't delete them. There's no way to uninstall these things that they've been putting into our phones and our computers lately. So try to use Brave is a great search engine. Use DuckDuckGo. Those smaller companies, do some research around something. If you see a company and you're not sure, you know, what, where they're from, do some research around it, but you won't find anything on Google. So you need to get off of Google to do research, because that's, basically Google is stopping you from seeing what the truth is out there. It's censoring everything, just like Facebook is censoring, YouTube is censoring, all these platforms, Twitter, whatever you use out there. I'm not on any of that stuff, so I don't know. I don't know where people are at and what they're doing, but that would be the first step. Turn off your news. Don't listen to mainstream news. Get on your other there's tons of platforms out there that people are creating and putting up there that are free speech platforms. Brighteon, again, I'm going to push that as hard as I can, because that's one that I swear by. It's Brighteon.com, and there's a Brighteon social. If you go on to Brighteon, I think it's Brighteon.social, or something like that. Brighteon, I don't know. I don't have mine up right now, so I can't tell you what the website is, but do some research on it. There's also Frank as another platform with great news. You know, it's a live TV. Brighteon has a live TV now. These are all great platforms that are doing all kinds of news networks and articles, and you know, people are all these truth tellers out there that are seeking the truth and trying to spread awareness around. There is so much good, positive things going on in the world right now. Get off, you know, Twitter and your if you're texting on your regular text platforms, you know, those are being monitored as well. I use Telegram. It's the only one I use now, unless I'm contacting somebody who doesn't have Telegram. But they're the platforms that you're not going to be censored, you're not going to be kicked off, you're not going to be silenced or fact-checked, you know, all that crap that we've been dealing with. So, where do we go from here? Yeah. Let me talk about where the episodes in the past that we've done here with Midnight Margaritas, everything that we have talked about in previous episodes has come true. We're truly living through the beginning of the implementation of the New World Order. Yep, that's what I said, the New World Order. And listen to this.
Looking at what contact tracing looks like in the New World Order.
You heard that right, people. I'm going to play that again.
In the New World Order. In the new looks like in the New World Order. In the New World Order.
So that is what is going on in Australia right now. That looked like it was a press release from the government of Australia. So yeah, and it's heading this direction. If you don't think it is, you need to really think twice about it. However, on the positive side of things in the world, there are many countries that are doing protests every single week against the mandates, against the vaccine mandate. I can't even call it a vaccine. It's not a vaccine. So against these jab mandates and mask mandates and all this bullshit that's going on in the world. So just know that there are positive things going. There's a lot of that stuff going on right here in our own country where people are now standing up. This is what I meant when the world is waking up. People are standing up. People are finally coming out and saying enough is enough, and protesting against all this stuff. There are things that are going on behind the scenes. People are groups of lawyers and doctors and nurses and people in the medical industry are standing up. They're, you know, coming together and filing lawsuits against the WHO, against the CDC, against Fauci and all that. That stuff is going on. So just know that things are happening. But you also, everybody else out there who is listening to this, who is not standing up, please search for groups in your area that, you know, are like-minded and, you know, are saying no to this agenda, no to the New World Order. We don't want this. We don't want communism. We want our freedom. We're take our freedom back. The only way we can get our freedoms back is to take them. No one is going to hand it to you while you're sitting at home, you know, behind a computer or a TV or whatever you're doing. No one is going to hand it to you on a silver platter. You need to take it. So take control of your life right now. Stand up and take it. And by all means, I'm not coming at this from an anti-vaxxer to, those who are pro-vaccine, because again, this is not a vaccine. It's not a vaccine. It's a medical procedure. It's a biological weapon is what it is. So whatever you do, I'm sorry. I'm going to still stand my ground on this. Do not take it. If you haven't taken it yet, don't take it. It is a biological weapon. We are at war right now, folks. And I can tell you, if you've heard about this, if you haven't heard of it, I'm hopefully going to enlighten you a little bit on it. But there is a such thing called shedding, and it is real, and it happened to me. So from being around people who have had this jab and been sick from it, I literally had blood clots in my legs. So, you know, this is crazy ass shit. It's real. It's happening. And people like me can't just get up and go to the hospital, go to the doctors. No. As a matter of fact, I did try to go to a doctor's And it wasn't a very good experience because I'm not taking a jab and I'm not putting a mask on. So I immediately turned around when I got a cold shoulder at the door, couldn't get into the door, came home and I started researching ways to heal myself, and I did that. So there are natural things out there. And also, you know, from my background, I can tell you honestly that any disease or illness that a human being can get is the remedy or the healing for it is out there, all natural. Our planet, our earth, our everything, all we need to heal ourselves naturally already exists. We don't need to turn to pharmaceuticals. I don't care what your ailment is. There is a healthy remedy for it. We don't need pharmaceuticals. You just need to do a little bit of research, and you need to have some faith, and you need to look at opportunities that, you know, can avenues that can bring you down a path where you can learn about this stuff. It's all free too. It's not, you know, a lot of these things are right in your backyard. It's crazy, but it is. You know, if you live out in the country, most of this stuff is in the woods or in the backyard that can heal you. So, and that's all I did. That's honestly all I did. But I don't want to get into that. I just want to talk about good, positive things. Let's see, where do I start here? Did you ever think that all this stuff was planned? Well, yes, it was. Everything has been planned right from the start. But the way things are evolving, the way things are actually progressing, all this stuff is planned too. Everything that you're seeing going on in the world is a huge, elaborate plan. And it's almost like, well, actually not almost, it actually is. It's the white hats are setting traps for the black hats and allowing them to hang themselves. So the good thing is things are happening behind the scenes. There, we've talked about Nisara Jisara in our previous episodes. So this is one thing that's actually, it's online now. The quantum computer is online, and things are starting to reveal itself. Quantum computer's been online. Nisara Jisara has been activated. So these things from the good guys or the white hats or whatever you want to call them, these things are happening. And there was a document that was released on Monday, early Monday morning. And it is, it's a 6-page document. There are more to come. But this is basically, I'm just going to read you the title of it. And this is coming from all of the, well, Simon Parks likes to call them the white knights. And they put this together for the people of the world, for the people of the United States, and for global peace and prosperity. So, and then it went through the team of attorneys and was approved and released. So more of these documents are going to be coming out, and I'm going to point you in directions to go to listen to find this document and to listen to Dr. Charlie Ward and Simon Parks talk about how this is being implemented, how things are happening, when it's going to happen. They are both under an NDA clause, which means they're not allowed to give out any information. They're only allowed to give the information out that they have when they get the okay to go. So it's a trickle down effect here. But the basic gist of this, so the title is Declaration of the People of the United States for Global Peace and Prosperity. And this document outlines everything that's been going on, everything evil that's been going on in the world, and that this is basically eradicating the evil in the world. It's happening. This is a real document. It's authentic, and it is basically our new constitution. So I will post links in the notes in here so you can find these things and read them yourself, print them off yourself and read them. And yeah, it's some really cool stuff. I'm excited. I want to talk about how basically this has already happened. The evil in the world is already being dealt with. Most of it's been dealt with. There's a lot of stuff that needs to be cleaned up. Things are still going to get crazy and still going to be scary for some people. But if you just breathe through it, allow yourself to not get wrapped up in the drama, stand up for your rights. You need to make a stand. Again, because nobody's going to give them back to you. You have to take them. What this has all been about is to see the human race actually stand up for their own rights, because this was a long, slow process to have them taken away from us. And it took these evil people a very long time to do it, but they have succeeded to a certain extent in their plan. And if you just sit back, if we all just sat back and let it happen, or waited for, you know, somebody to come and rescue us, we would be under complete control. Communist control, fascism, whatever you want to call it. We would not have any freedoms left. So nobody's going to save us. We have to save ourselves, and that's what we're doing. So just because this document has come out doesn't mean that you can't stand up for your own rights, because the bad guys are still coming after you. They're still trying to implement these, you know, jabs for, you know, mandate jabs and mandate masks. And, you know, they're trying to take our children away from us. California, I believe, you know, there's someplace in California that's already mandated vaccines for children 12 and over in school. There are places across the country that are actually doing jabs to children when they go to school without permission from their parents, without permission from the kids. They're coercing the kids into taking this jab in school. It's actually happening. So either pull your kids out of school, don't participate in the evil that's going on in the world. Take away their power. Take back your power. I can't wait for you guys to read this document. It's so cool. It's amazing. So let's see where to now. So really focus on the fact that just stay in your truth. Just look for the truth and be strong. Breathe through your anxiety. If you feel like you can't handle it, trust that things are going to be okay. Everything's going to work out. Everything's going to be beautiful in the end. And it's going to be crazy, but we will get through this. We will handle it together, because that's what this whole lesson has been about. We need to come together. The people have taken this jab. If they're waking up from it already and they're thinking, you know, they're having, you know, remorse from taking it, there are certain things that they can do to help themselves to heal. It's possible. I believe it's possible to heal from it. But don't take any more jabs. That's all I can say. And God, it's crazy. The world is absolutely freaking crazy. Did you ever think it was going to get like this? Anyway. So here's a couple quick little tips. When you're going to bed at night, when you lay down, try to do some nice, quiet breathings. All you need to do is focus on your breath. Just breathe in good, positive, loving vibrations, and exhale any negative stuff. Just kind of on the exhale, just kind of sigh it out. Just let it go. Let go of all the negative. And do that for about 5 minutes, or until you fall off to sleep. And then when you wake up in the morning, I suggest that you do the same. You know, before your feet hit the floor, as your eyes are opening, don't jump out of bed. Most people just get up and run, and I don't know how that, I can't function like that. I just cannot do that. I have to lay there and slowly wake up. So maybe just, you know, as you open your eyes, close them back up and take a few more minutes to just breathe in and, you know, focus on breathing in good, positive, healing vibrations and just, you know, exhale again, sigh out the exhale and just visualize, you know, good, positive stuff coming in, energizing, rejuvenating you, getting you prepared for your day. You know, whether it's at night that you, if you're getting up at night to go to work because you're on third shift, you know, same thing. Yeah. And eat healthy, as healthy as you can nowadays. Another big tip. If you are doing business with big banks are part of what is funding the cabal, the evil elite Satanists. So try to get out of big banks. And those are Chase. I'm going to say Chase because that's the one I dealt with many, many years ago and had a lot of problems with them. And I knew that I needed to get out, and I did. So I think I was with them for probably about 3 years, and I pulled everything out, walked away from them, and it was the best thing I ever did. So all those big banks like, you know, Chase and I can't even think of the other ones off the top of my head, but you guys know what I'm talking about. Get out of the big banks and into little local banks. Support local all the way. Try to move away from your corporations, because all of them, all the big corporations, such as your Walmarts, all those big companies like that, Amazon, that's a huge one. Those are all owned by the elite. So anytime you do business with them, you're funding the Satanists and you're funding the human trafficking. So try to get out of all those big corporations and start to go local with your banks and your, you know, anything you're purchasing. Try to go local as well. I guess that's it for now. Thank you so much for listening, and just remember that I do all the research, but a lot of the stuff comes from my own experiences, my own intuitive hits, and I just live every moment in a high vibration, as high as I can, and if I'm feeling down, I really try to shake it off, crank on some good positive music, and dance around the house or something. I don't know, whatever you want to do that makes you happy. Try to stay positive, try to keep your vibration high, and try to love life, because we are living on an absolutely beautiful planet. We are special, we are unique, we are, you know, vibrant beings, and we are eternal spiritual beings living in a physical shell for a brief moment in time. So try to remember that this too shall pass. Thank you, and over and out.
Your voice was all I heard that I